we never get tired of it, because it's the truth. What God has done there for Tamu, he can do for every single one of us. Amen. You know, whether it's a small thing or a massive thing, yeah. Nothing is impossible with God. All things are possible. Amen. All things are possible. We need to say that to ourselves, Amen. Right? All things are possible. Some of you might be saying now, well, it's okay for Tamu, but not, you know, not for my situation, yeah? My situation is much bigger than that. My situation is, you know, oh, it's colossal. It's been around a long, long time. God doesn't seem to be answering. Let me tell you that God, right, is always answering. He may not be answering in the way we expect him to answer, but he's always answering. He's on your case. God is on your case. God is on my case, because we're children of the living God, yeah? And as earthly fathers, we're always on our children's case. Sometimes we put our foot in it, yeah, because they don't like us interfering, yeah. But God doesn't want to interfere in our lives, right? And sometimes we say to God, no, no thanks, don't we? The way our children sometimes say to us, no, I'll sort it myself, yeah. And that's the problem. We try and sort it ourselves and we make a big mess of it, yeah. When God says, no, give it to me, give it to me, give it to me. The theme of today is lay it down. That's what I'm talking about, lay it down. I got mixed up with my timing. I thought today was Palm Sunday. So as I was preparing this sermon weeks ago, because we know in the teaching chain when we're speaking, I thought it was Palm Sunday. So I was, that's where it came from, laying things down. But I'm doing it anyway, because we don't stick to the calendar. No, we're not like that. We just go with whatever we've got. So, we're actually, as a church, we've been doing a series on God Says, I Will Build My Church. And over the last, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 weeks, we've been looking at various things. And these are some of the statements that have come out. If you want to listen to the sermons, you can do. You can go onto our website and you can find them. But these are just some of the statements that have been said about this series. As the center of God's plan, the church, it's to reconcile all things together in unity. We are his body and we carry his presence. We are his bride and we are his chosen ones. We are living out our lives in the rough and tumble of community life. We are beholding and becoming like him. We belong together in synergy. That word synergy means collaborative effectiveness. I love it. Ooh, collaborative effectiveness. That's the church and us. We, as a covenant people, are set apart. A living demonstration of what is to come. And that was eternity, and that was what Adrienne was speaking about last week. Really get hold of that one, because we are not of this world. This world is not my home. I'm just passing through. Can't remember the last line. Something about beyond the blue. These are descriptions that we've talked about of who we are. We are. We are those things. But also we are striving to become and to be those things. We are not the finished article. Who thinks they are the finished article? I've been around a long, long time, probably longer than anybody here. I'm definitely not the finished article. And I won't be until I get to glory. Yeah? So I'm a work in progress. It's been a heck of a progress, but I'm a work in progress. God hasn't given up on me. Yeah? Don't we easily give up on people? Oh, good heavens, it's not going to work. Sorry, not bothered. And we move on to something else. God doesn't do that with us. Yeah? Even when we mess up, when we make mistakes, God's for us. And if God is for us, who can be against us? Amen. Yeah? God's never going to turn his back on you. He's never going to turn his back on you. He's never going to let you down. Some of you might have thought, well, God, you know, you haven't come through. Why haven't you come through? Just trust him. Just trust him. He will prevail. He will come through. because he's God and he's for you and he's for me. These are what we are becoming. There's a song and it says this, Lord, I give you my heart. When we became Christians, we gave our heart to him. If you've never done that before, if you've never said, Jesus, I want you to be in my heart, that's the real you, your heart. That's where he wants to be, in the center of your life. The thing that makes you tick, that's what your heart. We can't do without it, yeah? We could manage without a foot, we could manage without an ear, we could manage without an arm or a leg, but if this thing goes, right, we got problems. So Jesus wants to be in your heart. If he's not in your heart, you've never asked him into your heart, just do it now and say, Jesus, come into my heart. Don't understand how it works, but just come into my heart, come into my life. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul deep down. I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm awake, Lord, have your way in me. That should be the prayer of our hearts as the church, as his church, individually, collectively. That should be our song. Another well-known song says this, all to Jesus I surrender. All to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him. In his presence daily live. I surrender all. I surrender all. Not with my arm twisted up my back. Not with a gun at my head. Willingly. Because I want to. I surrender all. All to thee, my blessed Saviour. I surrender all. You know, it's a big ask. Surrender is a big ask, isn't it? It is a big ask. We don't like it because we like our way, yeah? If we're in an arm wrestle, you know, like this, we want to win it, don't we? We've done it all with our kids, and I used to get into trouble because you never let them win. You know, I was the dad would bang, you know, hey, you know. Chris is not here this morning because she's probably listening to the podcast, but I used to cheat at cards, you know. I used to fix the cards. So I used to fix the cards when I was playing with the kids and we saw, you know, playing rummy. So I'd end up with the four or five best or whatever the game was, you know. And that was cruel, wasn't I? So I'm not very, that isn't a very good illustration of an earthly heavenly father. But I've done those sorts of things and we just had a laugh, you know. Or I'd take a card out and put it in my pocket or put it under the table. And oh, there, that's just the one I wanted, you know. How I went on that, I don't know. But you know what I mean? We don't like surrender. We don't like surrender. I don't like surrender. I want to win. I want to win.
I can see that.
It matters. It matters. Yeah. And we get worked up about earthly things and people wanting to win. And some people are really excited today because they won a game yesterday. I won't mention any names. But anyway, it doesn't happen very often. But I want to win. I want to win. I'm on the victory side. So when we have to surrender, it's a big thing. Something to give something over. Do you know, when I was thinking about this sermon, it was Lent, and I don't do Lent, whether you guys do Lent, I don't know. But I heard this quote, and it said, don't give something up for Lent. Give it away. Don't give something up for Lent, give it away. You see, we're not dealing with chocolate here today. Yeah. If you've given up chocolate for Lent, well, good deal. I haven't done that. I've given nothing up for Lent. You know, I don't know what you've done, but it can be just petty, you know. And I'm not decrying if people have really done good things and money fund runners and all this type of thing. But generally speaking, if all we've given up is a bar of chocolate for Lent, it's pittance. It's not really anything, is it? It doesn't mean anything at all. What we're dealing with today here is life. We're dealing with real choices. Are we okay over there? Slight spillage. Don't worry. We're dealing with real choices. Real choices that we have to make. Big ifs that we have to make. There's a quote here. Got it on my phone somewhere, which I read. as well, which just made me think. It says this: it's easy to point at others with their idols, but Lent asks us to examine our own. What competes for our devotion? Success, comfort, approval. Christianity is not a private belief tucked away for Sundays. It transforms society. Amen. When Jesus is Lord, everything changes. Our priorities, our values, and our actions. Everything changes. Well-known verse, which we often quote, 2 Chronicles 7:14, starts with a big if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and forgive their sin and will heal their land. If my people. Are we going to do it? Are we going to humble ourselves? Another song. Don't know why I've got loads of songs. Just came to me. But this is a song that those of us who've been in OCF for a long time will know, because it was written by a couple who used to come to our church, and it just breaks my heart every time I sing it or listen to it, because those people are no longer here. As in, they are still alive, but they're not following the Lord. Take my life. I lay it on the altar. Everything, a living sacrifice. For you, our Lord, there shall be no other. To you, O Lord, I offer up my life. Take my mind and all my thoughts. Take my hands and all my deeds. Take my future. I lay it at your feet. All of me, all of me. I've got a phone call from Nathaniel. Hi, Nathaniel. Yes, we'll open the door for you. Can someone open the door? Thank you. Okay, we're coming now.
I love that. Call the preacher. When in doubt, call the preacher.
It did. Yeah.
Yeah, it's powerful.
That's a powerful song.
It really is powerful. What do you need? What do I need to surrender, to lay down today? God's asking us to give everything over to Him, a living sacrifice. It's a real thing. Lives laid down, offered, given over. 100% on the altar. Welcome, guys. Great to have you with us. Yeah, God's asking us to give over 100%. If you are a sacrifice, a living sacrifice, then it's not a bit of you. It's everything. Mm-hmm. Everything goes on the altar. Mm-hmm. You can't say, I'm putting a sacrifice, and just put your arm there. Mm-hmm. When Isaac was laid on the sacrifice, he was laid down completely. And that's what God wants for us, and it's not easy. Not easy. But today, I honestly really do feel that God wants us to lay down those things that are getting in the way, our worries, our fears, our family situations, our friends maybe, broken relationships, past hurts and regrets, unanswered prayers, that's a big one, unfulfilled dreams, tomorrow, the future. When we lay those things down, if we lay them down and we really mean it, then the result is victory, freedom, and liberty. We're going to come to this table. This is a communion table, and it's open to everybody. Jesus wants everybody to partake in this. It's not anything that is super religious, that we need to go through certain formats to be part of it. This is a reminder of what Jesus has done for us in a simple way. There's blood there, symbolized by just juice. There's a body there, symbolized by just bread. And these things here, these emblems, symbolize his broken body, his blood shed for you and for me. Why? So that we can be 100% whole, 100% ransomed, brought back, 100% healed, restored, and forgiven. Free from guilt, and free from shame, and free from bondage. We're going to take these in a minute. And as we take them, we remember what Jesus has done for us. And this is the result of what Jesus has done for us. An old hymn which says, "My chains fell off." Because without Jesus, we're chained. We're shackled. We can't function the way we should. And when we accept Jesus and for what he's done for us at the cross, our chains, our bondages fell off. My chains fell off. Amazing love, the love of Jesus. How can it be that thou, my God, shouldst die for me? No condemnation now I dread. Jesus and all in him is mine. Alive in him, my living head, and clothed in righteousness divine. Bold, I approach the eternal throne and claim the crown through Christ my own. There's a verse in the Bible that says this: who the Son sets free is free indeed. God wants you to be set free today. He wants me to be set free today. Whatever is holding you back, whatever you need to lay down, whatever you need to say, "Lord, I offer this to you as a sacrifice," God wants you to do that. We're going to play a song, I hope, Tom, are we? Pardon? It's not working. Can I play it on my phone and then put it through the speakers or not? Have we got the words? No? Can we have the words up? This is a powerful song. I just can't get it off me. Let me just make sure we're in tune with it. Okay, well, okay. You got it? You got the words up? Hang on. We'll just pause it till we get the words up. What I want us to do is just really look at these words. And as we sing it or as we listen to it, some of you might know it, just lay those things down. And then I really feel if this is something you want to do, then I really want you to come out and just say, "Lord, as an act of my will, I'm laying things down. I really, this thing that's been holding me back, this thing that's been got me trapped, it's got me anxious, got me worried, got me chained. You've covered it at Calvary. I don't want it anymore. I want you to respond to it." Have you got it, Ruth? Yeah, you've got it on YouTube with the words. As long as you've got the words.
Your heart was tired. Feel the words and felt the fire. Lay it all down. Lay it all down. Filled with all those anxious thoughts, and your doubts became your God. Lay it all down. Lay it all down at the feet of Jesus.
Yeah, as we take communion, just keep this thought in your head and share his broken body and his shed blood for each one of us. And just thank the Lord for those things he's taken. Just lay them down.
Lay them down.